Good morning. It is a Friday morning. You made it. And we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, well, you rub your eyes sometimes when you see the headlines. This is the one I'm seeing. Justice Department said to open criminal inquiry into its own Russia investigation.
It's unbelievable. I mean, can you imagine the way that the people in the Justice Department are thinking about this right now? This Attorney General Barr, who got up and swore before the people that he was going to be the right kind of an impartial administrator, and it turns out he is nothing but a tool of the president. And this is what it's coming down to. They are so desperate to distract attention from the impeachment hearing that they're going to go and do this. It is so reprehensible, and it is so unbelievable that anybody writing this in a novel would have been disbelieved. But it's happening, and there's very little that we can do about it except sort of ride the wave and hope you don't get dumped.
Will they get away with it? Will they ride the wave out?
I don't think that they'll get away with it, but I do think what they will find is they will get some of the space in the news media, which is what they want to do. They want to get anything off the impeachment that they possibly can. And if they could, I'm sure they would love to have a situation where everybody goes back to their neutral corners and you sort of give up on the impeachment. I don't think that's going to happen. But when you see the countenance of the people who are bringing the impeachment charges, they are extremely serious.
Another headline in the papers today, lawyer for man who worked with Giuliani ties case to Trump. The connection made as two associates of Rudy Giuliani pleaded not guilty in federal court in Manhattan. You'll remember these were the two caught at the airport with one-way tickets. One of the two indicted associates of President Trump's personal lawyer says the New York Times Wednesday tied the case to the president himself, saying that some of the evidence gathered in the campaign finance investigation could be subject to executive privilege. We're talking about Mr. Parnas's lawyer.
Sure. We have, in fact, David talked about this before. You know, what they're trying to do is to extend executive privilege way out into this case so that potential criminal activity isn't allowed to be exposed where they're concerned. I think it's a pretty long reach. I doubt very much they're going to get away with it, but certainly they're going to try it.
How about New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio saying yesterday that President Donald Trump would be arrested if he shot someone on Fifth Avenue? The mayor asked to respond to the Trump lawyer's argument. The issue, of course, is going to continue and probably to the Supreme Court, right?
Well, that's right. De Blasio is right. You can imagine that if Donald Trump took out a gun and shot somebody, he would be arrested. And the Justice Department nonsense, which is their own idea that a president can't be arrested or indicted or investigated, is ridiculous. It defies the concept of the rule of law that no one is above the law. And de Blasio, for once, was right in opening his mouth.
Leading Senate ally of President Donald Trump, that's GOP Senator Lindsey Graham, Alan, introduced a resolution yesterday condemning the Democratic-run House for pursuing an illegitimate impeachment inquiry and demanding that Republicans be given more chances to question witnesses. We also talked about this.
Yeah, we know years ago, this is a guy who was saying when the Republicans were running things, they had a right to do what they were doing. We can't forget, David, that there are Republicans on the committee, and they are allowed to ask any question they want. We've all seen the way that it works when they go around and everybody has a chance. So the idea that they would bust into a meeting and yell and scream and act like teenagers, these basically older Caucasian men, is just silly. And we are and should be able to say to them, look, cut it out. You know, this is beyond the pale, because it is. That they have no ability to question is ridiculous.
How about Democratic presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard now saying she'll focus on her White House bid and not run for re-election to her congressional seat?
Well, she is doing a little bit better, but certainly not well enough to win this nomination. Maybe something's going on with that seat that we don't know about. In any case, she's entitled to say or do anything she wants, but she's not going to be president.
Here's a poll for you, Alan. More than 60% of Americans agree on restricting speech in some way, while a slim majority, 51%, want to see the First Amendment rewritten to, quote, reflect the cultural norms of today. The Campaign for Free Speech conducted this survey, said the results indicate free speech is under more threat than previously believed.
I've always thought it was. And when, let's say, the Trumpers are given a chance, we know that Donald Trump himself has spoken about First Amendment and the press. And we do know, of course, that the Supreme Court itself has said you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, that there are limits. And it is something that is appealing to an awful lot of people. The question is, where are the limits? And that's how you get fascism and totalitarianism, when you start limiting speech.
We won't have speech. We won't have a place to live. Climate change certainly rises above it all. And look at what's happening in California, Alan. 50,000 now evacuated in Los Angeles County due to these incredible fires.
50,000 is a drop in the bucket, David, compared to the number of people who were put at risk here. And you have, and we're all shaking our heads at this, the electric companies turning off the electricity and the power in a state which is known for high temperatures and air conditioning, turning off the power and saying this is protective of you so that there won't be fires. But you know what? There were fires anyway.
Well, we hope the fires are put out for your weekend and you have a nice, restful, relaxing one. Alan, thank you as always, and to all the WAMC family. Wow, what you did to keep us whole was amazing this week.
And you know, David, I was going to mention that too. It may be the end of the week, but I tell you, we started out this week with quite a bang. A fun drive that lasted a day and an hour. Gives us something to shoot for in the future. Just a day, forget about the hour. You guys were great out there, and we love you, and we are so thankful for all of those people who did so much to make us whole.